Hey, it's the Fosters After Show on AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we're breaking down Season 4, Episode 10, called Collateral Damage. And here to help us do it, we've got Ashley Argota and Jordan Rodriguez. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, hello, everybody. We've got a full house. How's everybody doing?
Great.
Good. Good answers. Let's enter our guest on the couch. Ashley, let's start with you, please.
Hi.
Hi. Who do you play, Ashley?
I play Lou. Yeah.
And Jordan Rodriguez, who plays Matt. I'll do it for you.
Cool.
Fine by me. Awkward humans to be on this couch.
Yeah,
today.
You guys picked wrong.
Welcome to the show. I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah.
Y'all, we have so much to cover. This finale was lit. It was other synonyms. Is lit not that?
That's the technical term for it.
You're
lit.
So with the kids right
what does lit mean?
So good.
On fire?
Yeah, it was on fire.
No.
It was on fire.
On fire.
Yeah,
it was on fire.
Really, really intense.
Raise the roof. The roof's on fire. Am I mixing songs? Let's do quick intros of us. Jillian is unfortunately in Europa right now. Half Europa, the continent. But I'm here. I'm Jeffrey Masters. I tweet from Jeff Masters 1.
I'm Hannah Pritchard, and I tweet from at the Hotshot Dude.
And I'm Stephanie Georgie. I tweet from at Stephanie Georgie. And since Jillian isn't here, I'll be sure to do my best at looking at this stuff. All I have so far is happy birthday, CJ Houston.
And it's somebody else's birthday, too, isn't it?
Oh, happy birthday to that other person.
Yeah.
Thank you, Steph. it was really nice to see Matt and Ashley back.
Yes.
It was.
We missed you guys this season.
A lot of people were back.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Ashley, were you on tour? Your character, Lou.
Yes. She was on tour.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't remember.
Did she drop out of school?
She did.
Drama.
She dropped out of school, before Brandon and Lou even met.
So it's going well so far, though.
Yeah, I mean.
Wait, she's been touring, she's a rock and roller.
It's all coming back to me now. So that means the last time that Brandon and Lou saw each other was when he was, breaking up with her and, not going on tour with her.
No.
Right?
Well, the last time we saw each other was the play. It was Romeo and Juliet. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
And then before that.
They were cool.
Like,
they've reconciled. Don't worry.
Shoot. Okay.
Lou's a chill girl. She doesn't hold
grudges.
Yeah,
that's why she was so supportive in the episode.
Yeah.
Stop.
You have an awesome outfit in the episode, as well.
I loved that outfit so much. That shirt that I was wearing was actually on backwards on purpose.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Nice. Our costumer on that show is amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing. I got to wear a sweater.
The best sweater ever, though.
Yeah, it was.
It looked fabulous.
It had cufflinks and everything.
We hadn't seen Matt in a while, but he swooped in and got some Jesus time.
He
in
did.
In that bed with Mariana.
What? Jesus time?
That's what Jesus calls his Jesus time.
Oh.
It started from season 1.
I did get some Jesus time.
Yeah. Did you want more Jesus time?
Yes. What? Yes.
Yeah.
I like
good.
That answer. That's a great answer.
Me too.
Okay, we have a lot to talk about. Let's focus on the Bay Fest.
Yeah. Can I mention? I already have a comment to make. How did Matt get a beer?
Did that happen?
When he was sipping on the beer, just talking to Mariana.
Fake IDs. It's a thing.
I know.
It's a real thing.
Or did he was just hosting with the beer, and then Mariana chugs. I'm like, wait a second, that doesn't.
Or did you just stumble into that shot with the beer, and then nobody on set noticed until they were probably editing the footage?
Well,
I feel like that's what
you
happened.
Got me. You got me. Jordan Rodriguez on set with a beer again. No, I mean, I'm just assuming. It's pretty loose festival.
Yeah.
And they just... Yes.
I didn't even notice that.
I did. I was because when he was doing it, I was like, oh, he's so cool. I'm like, wait.
It wasn't a root beer?
I don't think so.
Cream soda.
Doubt it.
Maybe it was a cream... No.
It was a cream
soda. It had to be alcoholic because...
The way Mariana threw it back. Yeah,
Mariana
she was like,
oh, cream
soda.
Oh, she was mixing the beer with the pills.
The pills, yes.
Oh, that's why it went so well.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I didn't think of that, but there's the excuse as to why she was, hallucinating.
Oh, yeah. Do not mix that stuff. Okay. That's bad for you.
Mariana's off the rails.
She is.
She had her, slow rise to glory of, class president. Oh, she didn't win class president. Well, she was really high to her school. Dancing, robotics, and she's had a really far crash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
which is awful. But I feel like, didn't we all kind of want that again? I feel like we had the conversation that, like, things were going so well that we kind of missed the crazy dye your hair kind of moment with her, like, brown and background. No?
Was that just me? We didn't have that, but you can think that.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you can think that she wanted that.
I kind of have enjoyed the re-spiral.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
It's a learning experience for everyone. Because I don't really know what Hannah's saying right now, so.
I enjoy it. It could be fun to watch.
Exactly.
I'm just, like, attached to the high achiever Mariana, and I would not, if I was in her shoes, I would not want, like, such a steep fall from glory.
Yeah.
Also, she found out that her boyfriend-ish, Matt, is going to Boston. Boyfriend.
Yeah, that was so sad. I was pissed at you, too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But props to Matt. Berkeley's a great school.
No, it is. I was really proud of you that you were still going to go to school. I was just hurt.
No shade, Lou.
Thanks, yeah. No shade. You already there, girl. Don't worry. That's what that you didn't hear. That was the other part, that because he got into school, they're all going to Boston and just going to start touring there while he studies.
No, I didn't hear that part. Okay. Are you making that up?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I like that.
Sometimes I'm, like, taking notes and I miss things.
Oh.
Because I'm, like, trying not to miss things and I miss things.
She's just throwing a storyline out into the universe, hoping it's going to make it on the show.
Hopefully.
I support that. Yeah. Yeah. I need you guys in my life still. Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Okay. We've predicted quite a few things, though. The Mike and Anna relationship, we called. Annika and, or Monty.
Monty feel liking.
And Lena.
Mm-hmm. We called that.
I saw those eyes.
Yeah. No way.
Uh-huh. I saw those eyes. I'm teaching a gaydar lesson after this, by the way.
Amazing.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned. Okay, so in the episode.
Hey.
Thanks, dude.
You just got getting called out. I know, right?
Go ahead. Just go ahead and do it. Just in case.
Okay, so in the whole ongoing storyline of Mariana and Nick throughout the season, it wasn't in every episode, but it was like the underpinnings were there. The vestiges remained. Do we think that this is like the end of like, is this the end of Nick's storyline?
Well, no. Yeah. Did you not feel bad for him?
I felt bad for him.
So did I. I was really bummed out. I can't believe they turned it to that. So he freaked out, naturally, and that's why he went to go grab her, because he knew something was going on, which makes me sad, because then it kind of makes you think that he probably does have an idea of who she is after they've been dating. Mm-hmm. And then, to punch him right where the needle is.
Well, yeah, and I made it clear.
Did you see him? I loved how he freaked out on the aerial view.
Yeah.
And he was just like, no, oh, man, I'm going to be locked up in life.
Well, and I feel like him, when Mariana and him were sitting down, it made it clear that he is doing better, you know? And I really liked the idea of them potentially following Nick's storyline of getting better, because not many shows show that post, like, a shooting kind of situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it, although it's not Nick's, like, story. It's not Nick's show.
But I still want them to incorporate that.
I just think that he came back so fast after, like, bringing Gunn to school. I guess he had the ankle bracelet on that he got rid of. But I just think that, like, that's kind of, like, the final straw. You don't get three strikes. You get one strike.
Well, that's what's so sad about this, is because he had literally just finished telling her that everything was okay. He understood that he was... I think he was just calling her to say, just in case she was being serious, he wanted to continue it. But now that he knows that she was freaked out, he's like, oh, I can accept that. You should have just given me a chance to accept it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now everyone was just confused, and he potentially killed Jesus.
Oh,
don't say that.
Is that nail still on his face?
No,
they took it out, or no?
I thought they took it out, but he has,
something had to trigger then, because, you know, you can't...
Well, I thought the hole or whatever made it him susceptible to seizures and speech.
You're right. Yes, remember, that's why you couldn't pick up the heavy lifting.
So when y'all were at, I guess you were at the table read. I was going to say this, the episode where he got the needle or the nail stuck in his head. You weren't there. Okay, I guess my question is, like, that is such planning to have these, like, four episodes, these things connect in such, like, a detrimental way. Is that something that you guys come to expect and are surprised by, or, like, do they, like, whisper in your ear, like, the table reads when, like, things like that are going to happen?
Well, I mean, like, you never see it coming for sure, but, like, the writers on the show are always thinking 12 steps ahead, you
know? Do they give you, like, a forewarning, though, or never?
No. Usually not me.
You just find out of the read-through.
I hadn't been in all season, so then me coming in for the last episode and going to table read and hearing all of that stuff, I was like, I'm sorry, what happened this season?
Yeah.
What is going on? Because we did the table read for the finale, and none of the other episodes had aired yet, so I hadn't seen anything.
Yeah.
So I'm literally
I was the same.
Like,
I didn't get
to... Because the direction at the end was like, he hits him right where the nail...
Yeah, I thought that was like a phrase. I thought that was a... I thought it was like a, you know...
Oh, an American phrase?
Yeah, I was like, what does that American phrase mean?
Oh, you're so funny.
Hit him right in the nail.
what a fun role for you, Ashley, that you've been... There's your one episode of, like, this part of the season, and they're like, you get to sing a song.
I know! It's great! Yeah. And it's the name of the episode, too! Look at that!
Right?
Yeah.
It was such a pretty song, too.
Yeah.
Such a good song.
I also like that other band, the Sweeplings.
The Sweeplings.
Yeah. Had y'all heard of them before?
No.
No, but they do a lot of songs for Freeform, actually, and they got... They played a live set yesterday at just before the episode, and they just... They're so tight as a band.
That's awesome.
Definitely check them out, I'd say. And they're super nice people, too.
That's awesome.
I've been listening to them on Spotify.
They just played for you all before, like...
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, they had, like, a full band set up. It's cool.
Sweet.
Wait, was this at, like, the finale, like, watch party?
Yeah.
Oh,
oh,
funny.
That's awesome.
Just last night.
Awesome.
It was really cool. And I think they did, like, a live video
Facebook
feed. Yeah, yeah, Facebook feed of it.
Dude, yeah, that's pretty cool.
They're really, really tight.
I'm going to be downloading them.
How much warning did you guys have that you guys were going to be in the final episode? Or was it just like your agent calls and says like you're booked, like you work next Thursday?
Yeah.
I mean, it's sort of like that. I think they usually call 3 weeks in advance.
Yeah,
maybe,
they like
maybe
pin
a
you.
Month if we're lucky, and they'll pin us for like a certain amount of days, and they're like, we think you're in this episode, and then... closer to the date, they're like, this is when you're working. Nice. And then you come in and do it.
Yep.
It's beautiful, guys.
Well, I'm so happy what your last one was. Again, we needed to see that. I'm so, just happy that they brought him in for some thrusting.
Yeah. Thrusting.
Some action.
Thrusting.
Yep.
That's so... Know who wanted some thrusting? My new favorite love triangle. AJ, Callie, and Aaron.
Yeah.
I love that love triangle, I'm not gonna lie. Because I like her, the idea of her with both of them.
Not at the same time.
I don't mean at the same time. I just mean like
you were still looking up when you said it too. You're like, I just like it. I just feel bad because now it's just kind of getting out of control. I get what she's trying to do, but she should just respectively have one at a distance.
Well, as far as we know now, she's with nobody.
Right.
Yeah, but that's on her. Sorry, girl.
Like, why did she... Okay, when AJ was like, I think I should just go, and she just leaned up against that table and just watched him grab his bag and just
went,
like...
Yeah, because
she... Oh, my girl, go follow him!
She's tired.
Clearly.
Yeah.
It's not wrong.
She's got a lot going on.
She does.
Also, like, what an amazing moment to have her, like, stand up for Aaron and say, like, he's no less of a man than you are.
Mm-hmm. It was great.
God.
I love Aaron. I love Aaron.
Aaron has so much swagger.
Oh my gosh, yes.
He does.
I'm not kidding you guys. I have, like, severely stalked him on it.
So did I.
That's why so AJ's funny. Nervous. Because he's like, damn, he's got moves. He's got game.
He does.
Oh, man. I hope that Aaron stays around. Or I guess Elliot Fletcher is the actor. I hope he stays around on the show.
I think well, it's good because he's not a love interest. I feel like he can because he's just... working with like the case, so that's not over yet.
God.
And now he's like a witness to her knowing, or he knows everything that she's done, the stupid stuff, you know, like the toothbrush.
Yeah, and the Boo Radley case is not over.
Oh, right, because she's gonna be murdered soon.
I'm so glad that's what you're calling
Martha's
it.
Grandson.
Damn it.
Thank you.
What? Boo Radley?
Yes, it pleases me so much. And we brought Bailey back for that little, like, switcheroo kind of thing.
Which was so scary. I was like, oh my god, Robert Quinn is going to be so mad if she dies.
Okay, I'm sorry, but I am so furious that Robert Quinn never made it into the season.
We'll see him again.
I'm not happy about that. At all. Bring Bailey back and not Robert Quinn? How dare you?
He'll be back.
Y'all share that with them. I'm mad about it.
Okay. Chris Smith will be back.
Any other grievances that Jordan Ashley could take back for you?
Do I need to make a list?
I know.
That's probably.
You guys are
tweet him right now.
Great.
The power of the internet.
Hannah, any requests on Gabe?
Oh, we'll see him.
Okay, I'm not mad
at
Brandon Ethan because I believe that he did not come into our studio because he knew I was not here. And he will be back on a date that he knows I'm going to be here.
You know what, Hannah? I think I'm going to agree with that.
See? Hey, buddy.
Like he's just watching.
Yeah, right. biggest fan. I know you are. Hey.
No, she's saying, hey, buddy.
Okay, turn it away from me. I know.
She's trying so hard to keep you, like, entertained about, right now. I'm watching you.
She's talking about Gabe's jawline.
I don't even want to bump in. Yes, we can actually if you want, because he has an incredible jawline.
I'm sweating.
I want to kiss his jaw.
He has a massive jawline.
Like, I mean, y'all, those, like, hammies and shit when he had on those, sorry for cussing, those tight pants in that one episode.
The 40s episode? I saw that, girl. Woo! Okay,
everybody,
we need to stop.
We need to go away from this.
You know, you're making us look really bad right now.
He's a very good-looking human.
He is. Thank you.
I'm not gonna lie.
Thank you.
Got a man crush.
Hey, it takes one to know one.
Ah, thank you.
You're welcome.
You hear that?
She's coming more often. We are showered with compliments here.
I know. Ash, don't worry, they're coming for you, man.
Oh God. You guys are the best.
Just gonna sit in every time.
All right.
Any thoughts on Jude or Noah?
Yeah, everyone was so happy that they were like, this episode was so intense, but we're happy that Joel had a good time.
You know what?
They had a good time. Yep.
I'm not like advocating for like young 5-year-old children to do drugs, but I kind of love how realistic it is that they were caught smoking and they're like, don't do that again, you're grounded, and they're still smoking. Like, that's realistic to me.
That is.
Well, but I can't believe that he came through with like a joint though. Come on, man, you wouldn't just do the edibles, just make it easier on yourselves.
That's your complaint?
Yeah, I mean, come on, at least be a smart kid, not like a dum-dum, like, hey, let's go toke up at the back so that everyone can smell it, and then Stephanie will be like, I'm pretty sure that's gonna be Jude and Noah. He came up like, you know what though, Noah has some swag, the way he walked up to Jude like, baby, come on, come smoke this joint with me.
I just don't know if I can watch a show that's made like a primary character like this, like a pothead.
Yeah, I don't like that they're making Jude's next love interest like seemingly a bad influence.
Yeah, because
like,
I love him.
Because I don't know that he is a bad influence, but they're painting him as a bad influence. And then I'm like, well, what do we want to do?
But I think they're painting him as a bad influence if you think that he has a bad influence. Sure. I'll not
right?
throw
but you're
on
like,
you.
No, but yes.
But because like, he's so lovely and charming and like the son of like a minister and like a female minister.
Which Lord knows they're going to go somewhere with it, I'm sure. But right now I'm confused.
I hope
by
they just make it
the characters.
The way like how when Lou was on the show, you know, we knew she smoked and stuff, but it was casual. It wasn't, it wasn't the focus of like who she was.
Right. Hmm.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Rock on.
I don't mind them making the focus, though. Do you?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying because if he really does take it for his anxiety, they shouldn't...
Sorry. It was like a hair floating.
If he really is taking it for his anxiety, then that shouldn't be something that's taken away from him. So if he has to continue taking it, just don't make it a big deal and learn how not to share your medicine.
Okay. Yes. Bringing that up, I don't mind that his focus is the weed thing. I'm just, like, confused by the point of doing it. But it does bother me that he is, you know, legally prescribed it. And they're making it seem like that's a negative thing by him, like, passing it on. So I'm, like, intrigued to see where
the lesson is.
Well, it is bad for him to pass it on,
I mean?
Because if he shouldn't, you know, it's prescribed to him only.
Yeah. I don't know. I just I don't know if I like the idea of introducing a character on a show when we don't really show the prescription side of marijuana on TV and introducing it in a negative way on a TV show. I don't know that I love that.
I don't know that it's perchance negative or positive yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
In my mind.
Okay. I agree with that.
We're going to talk about some of our little tweets here. So referring back to AJ, to the tripod there.
Yeah.
Lisette made a point that Callie chased after Aaron but didn't chase after AJ. You're right, girl.
My word.
And then the other birthday was Brittany, I believe it was. So happy birthday to you. And also has to save his daughter. That's what Robert Quinn has to save his daughter. So someone was trying to help Hannah feel better by saying that he'll probably come back
Thank
on for that
you.
Reason.
But she's fine right now, though, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Bailey?
Yeah. She had this weird run encounter. She has no idea what it was from.
Yeah.
You know, she's never seen Boo Radley before.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she's read the book, but she's never seen him in person.
Right.
So I think she's okay.
I think so, too.
Was Robert Quinn getting a divorce?
They were going through with it?
Jill. The mom was Jill.
Yeah, but were they actually going through with it?
No.
We just saw that, like, they said it was happening. We don't know, like, final stories. I like Jill so much.
God, I miss him so much.
She had that little, like, short haircut. The blonde.
Maddie, who can't watch the show right now, wanted me to tell you. She's like, I'm just tweeting real quick. Tell Ashley she has the voice of an angel.
Thank you.
Shout out to Maddie.
Thanks.
Okay, guys, no more compliments. Their heads are big enough. If you want to send compliments for me...
At Jeff Masters 1.
I'm also on Instagram at Jeff Masters 1. Just saying. Send them away.
I got one. Jeff, we love you.
We want to... Yes. Got it. Nailed it. That's so fast. Oh, instant gratification. I heard that stuff.
I know.
Okay. We have to talk about the baddest bee in all the land. Courtney, not her. Just kidding. It's Justina.
Yeah.
No.
Yes. Her influence is there.
It's the bob.
It's the bob.
And if y'all are listening but not watching, Steph has short hair.
Yeah.
So she I'm the bitch now.
I'm not calling it a bob.
Good. Can we recreate it so that I don't have to feel like an awful person?
Yeah.
A Rob.
Like Robert Quinn.
Okay. I thought that, like, the impact of Justina coming back in and around was, like, very well done.
I don't like that she sent her little minion. Get out of here.
But to threaten a federal offense... One, she's no way of proving that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no?
No, she doesn't.
Really?
She has no way of proving it. She has the picture of the check, and, she, like, the envelope wasn't opened, but, like, so she says.
Right.
So it becomes, like, a he said, she said. Or she said, she said.
Yeah. We'll see. I don't know, because now Callie's caught up in something, like, she's in danger now. So pretty much everything's going to fall on Callie's lap. Not in a good way, too. Where they're just going to be like, well, this... Look at the domino effect that happened after just one of her little things.
Oh, when she got up on that stage to make the speech again, I was just like, uh-oh, Callie the microphone, like, she's here
she
to spill
so
the
hard,
tea.
Right?
I know. She freestyles very hard.
She does. I'm surprised she didn't drop the mic afterwards.
So obviously they were, like, setting up Boo Radley as, like, the red herring. Did anybody suspect foul play from the grandson?
A little bit.
Well, I saw his aggressiveness, but I didn't think that... I mean, not at all did I think he'd be the one who killed his grandma.
No.
I'm just so curious as to what the incident was, what happened.
Yeah, but he definitely had a negative vibe.
And he's guilty. I for sure know that he's the one who did it, since he's trying to protect the situation and now is going to attempt murder again.
Oh. We don't know if it's a second or a third or ninth time.
You're right. Mm-hmm.
You're from San Diego. Any other, like, murders are unsolved, you know about?
I mean, I feel like we don't get killed up in San Diego. Sorry.
I love that was prefaced with you're from San Diego.
I know.
We don't get killed.
We don't get killed out there. We kind of know how to take care of ourselves. Bah, bah.
I have no idea what just happened.
That's okay. Just wear
it's that surfer culture. Wear a vest. Jeez. I think I'm hoping for, like, a high speed road chase, maybe, like a white Bronco.
Oh man,
like a white Bronco. I love that.
I also covered that show.
I think that with her missing, like, they've no idea that she isn't even still at Bayfest.
Well, I'm pretty sure Callie's gonna probably, like, open the car door and jump out. You know,
it's like
gonna
be like something, a barrel roll.
Yeah, she's gonna it's something like speed, like, you know, Sandra Bullock stuff.
I hope so.
We're not as good as we usually are today.
I know, we're really off our game right now.
I'm trying to be funny, y'all, but I can't. It's just not working out.
But
hey guys, how are you doing over there?
But yeah.
I'm thoroughly entertained.
Me too.
Great.
I don't even feel bad, because you guys normally see us at our best.
Lies. but I think that she may actually get stuck with this dude, because now everything that's happening with Jesus, the family is going to be centered on going to the hospital with him, that Callie could be anywhere and nobody's focusing on her. You know?
Well, but doesn't she have... She had her cell phone on her. She had just spoken to Aaron telling Callie that it was a guy. Either that, or Callie's going to want to stick around to get more answers and more evidence so she could really... nail him on the head.
She'd be cray.
I think that Kate
Callie.
I know. That's what I said it just for you.
Right?
I think
and I'm not good with American phrases.
You're fine.
You're going to say I'm on to something?
Yeah, I think it's a great point that now that Jesus has died, he'll come back in 3 days. He died. They're going to, like, rush to the hospital. It's an emergency, and all the energy and focus will be going there, and no one will be noticing that Callie has disappeared. AJ also disappeared. They could, for all we know, think that they were off together, like, doing Jesus time.
True.
Maybe.
Oh my gosh, you're That's so true.
And on that note, Grace Shop said, just so he knows, Jeff Masters is absolutely, it was amazing. I absolutely love him.
Retweet, retweet, retweet. Okay. Grace is a great listener.
That one
everybody
is
else,
true.
You should be upset.
What if, ouch. And I'm just, this is me like really stretching it, but I mean, since all of this is going to be happening and what are we doing with Aaron, what if Aaron is the one that comes to save the day and he's the one who gets hurt?
Oh, hell no. I am not okay with that theory. I feel like that might, that is what might happen.
That's great.
No.
I don't think that's a crazy theory.
I don't think that's a crazy theory. I think it's very probable.
Great. Great.
Oh, snap. Before we move off this, we mentioned AJ. I think we should just like give props to that really nice scene with Mike and AJ.
Yeah.
Just like, you're my family now. Like, I'll always be your home.
He needs
you
to
could
let
date
him know.
This crazy girl, but...
Just watch your back.
Yeah, like always come home, baby.
Yeah,
always come home, baby.
How often on like a daily basis, a weekly basis, is the fact brought up that Mike, Danny Nucci played Fabrizio in Titanic?
It's brought up pretty often.
Every day.
Is it really?
Yeah,
I love.
Oh
it.
My god, that's what I imagined.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. I'll to this day, like I cringe to think about when he dies. You remember that scene, right?
I don't know. I'm too scared to ask just because I don't want to make anyone feel uncomfortable or anything like that. But it's the main cast doing it to him. So
when he was on
almost every table read I've been to, I've heard somebody say it at least once.
Yeah.
Fabrizio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Beautiful.
So good.
When he was on our show, I was like, you know, I feel like your character is the heart of the ocean. I mean, show. The heart of the show. No, I like set myself from being like, Fabrizio.
Yeah. I love
from
him.
Whispering it very creepily in his ear like you just did.
Yeah, is that fine?
That's fine. You do, man.
Oh, God. Fabrizio.
Love him. I want to give Mike a hug.
I agree with that.
What a good dad.
Right?
He seems like he's a good uncle.
Yeah. Uncle Mike.
Uncle Mike. Yay. He copped it in this episode, though, from AJ and from Callie, I felt.
Oh, I know.
He just walks into shot and he's like... Like, you know, like it happened like twice. He's just like, what did I do? What did I do?
Very true.
I know, which one of the one of our Twitter people, and forgive me for not remembering who it was, said that now Mike is gonna either think that Mike is either gonna think that Steph told Callie about the entire conversation because she said the yanking the chain thing to him. You know?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I think that's right.
So that's, I hope that doesn't cause like more problems.
Wait. You know?
I think it's such a small problem.
Because they're going to get caught up. Either like Stephanie's going to say, no, problems. I never told her. They're going to be like, oh, were you guys in the apartment when we were speaking? You know? Caught up.
The empty apartment that had the rug.
Yeah.
Maybe they brought their own rug.
No.
I do that. I don't know. I just think on the, like, the list of foster problems on the show, like, that's maybe, like, number, like, 6,000.
Yeah, it's low.
Maybe in the 7,000s.
Mm-hmm.
It's low.
You look like you're in pain.
I know.
Well, we brought up Mike, and then it made me think cop, and then it made me think about
Joel
Lena.
Joel Gray, legendary Joel Gray, detective
no.
Joel Gray.
It made me Joe think about Gray. Lena and
what's
the cop shirt and her
Joe Gray.
Undies and like the little like moment at the beginning. I was like, Lena?
Yeah,
oh, I like that.
That was hot.
She crushed
lit?
That.
Can I call that lit?
That would be, yes.
Yes.
She was, that would be on fire.
No, I would say she was more turnt.
Ooh.
There you go.
I was not happy that Steph is going like against what Lena said and
like,
protecting
it.
The family
yeah.
for her like own dignity.
I
think that possibly saving your children from like being kicked out of your home because you can't afford it like trumps your own dignity.
Yeah. I believe that Steph has it all under control. Like, I think that she can protect her family and the other people all at once. I believe in her. I believe it.
I believe in a thing called love. you do? Okay, that's good to know.
I do.
I have no idea what's
going to
happen
okay.
with the detective stuff. Last big thing we have to talk about. Juilliard.
Real talk, I cried.
Okay, first of all, this is for David Lambert because One, remember how we were getting so angry at the fact that Brandon just keeps doing these things, not getting in trouble, and we're like, oh, he just thinks he's so mature, but he's not mature until last night, because how heartbreaking was it that he could not even complain, could not say anything but, okay, I have to accept it, because I know what I did was wrong, and because my mother's taught me better, and I just, I want to grab his face and kiss him.
He did a really good job in that scene.
He did such a good job, and it was so terribly sad, but so true, because that happens to high school students all the time, where they do one stupid thing. They fail their math exam, or I don't know, that was a really random example, but still, something happens, and they can't get into college. Like, that sucks so bad. He was so happy.
He did, like, a big bad thing, too.
He did, but that's what I'm saying. Like, when she told him, you know, she looked upset, too, and I just really, really loved how he came to terms with it.
I just have to wonder if it's not going to be detrimental.
I don't think so. I think that this is going to open an opportunity for him to possibly stay with my sister's daughter, or my...
What was that?
My sister's daughter.
My little someone's sister.
Someone's little sister.
Someone changed the band name while we were on tour.
Yeah. Right. Someone's little sister. Daughter. Or perhaps maybe just bunk up with Matt because he's going to Boston and needs a roommate. I don't know.
Come on over, Brandon. Yeah. Come on over.
Yeah. I don't know. Berklee School of Music's a very good school to get into.
No, but I'm saying that he doesn't have to stay on campus.
Somebody on Twitter, I forgot who, I'm sorry, mentioned that Juilliard might not actually take or need SATs. There's some schools like that.
No, they don't. But that's not the point. He got caught up for doing the other guy's SATs.
I know, but I just wonder, would they know that? Or is, the school obligated to tell them, this is a bad egg? Would they have any reason to find that out if they don't even, check your SATs?
I think it just goes on your transcript, and then it makes you look bad.
Yeah.
No, it was an issue of him taking someone else's test. It has nothing to do with the score.
Oh, so disciplinary.
Yeah, no, it was a matter of, hello, you cheated. This is illegal. You can't take someone else's SAT test. So now you can't go to Juilliard. That is your punishment.
Yeah, I don't know. I was trying to, help him out.
Oh, right, no.
Finally. Mm-hmm.
They had to get Brandon to stay. He has to be, on the show and present.
Well, not even to stay, but he also
messing
had
up the Cali world.
He also had to, suffer some sort... He never really gets punished. This is the first time we've actually seen Brandon cry like that. You know?
I know.
And it's something that matters to him, because this is music. His music has nothing to do with his family and everything else that he's involved in. So the fact that he misses the opportunity and then probably all of a sudden is scared, oh my God, Courtney Mason, that's going to be forever.
And I will say that because they didn't address the letter he sent to Courtney, we'll see her next season.
Oh,
she's our least favorite villain of all time.
But now he has to stay in San Diego. And San Diego is a small, now, I mean, not that they're showing that, but just imagine having to stay in your hometown when you were this close to just leaving.
In New York City.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he can still find a way or reason to go. He doesn't have to go to college in order to go.
Right, but if he's a classical artist, the opportunity to have gone to Juilliard and really be able to learn more and expand your creativity and, really nurture your talents in a edificio like that. I forgot the word in English. In a... in a facility like that?
I love when that happens.
Oh my God, sorry.
One of my favorite things the writers have ever created is the name Someone's Little Sister. It's just the perfect high school band name.
Yeah. It was them that created it, right?
Yeah,
it was great.
Them.
Someone's
Little Sister.
It wasn't Ashley?
No, it wasn't me. It's always so weird when they give me... I
did think it was Ashley.
The introductions are always so weird for me to say. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're someone's little sister. I have a lot of that.
Yeah.
Why is that weird to say?
I don't know. It just feels... Because when we shoot it, the audience has to be completely silent. So it just feels like you're talking to a brick wall. And I'm like, hey, we're someone's little sister. And everyone's just like...
Yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of the exes don't watch the show. And so they're just going, who's sister?
Right.
Is that Mariana?
Mariana, right?
That I have that stuff.
The girl who had the scene before.
That's a really funny part. They have literally no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
And
the gun shooting episode, they're hiding out in the classroom being who's that?
I think it's... Where was that pit that where they had the show at? I feel like I've done extra work there.
In the school?
Yeah, but where was that? Was that here? No.
It was in Long Beach.
Yeah.
Oh, just kidding.
Then. Oh, the boardwalk there?
Oh, right,
there?
But you filmed mostly everything over there,
no? They gave me an address, and I went to the address and parked there.
Yeah.
That's basically what happened.
We usually shoot the school stuff.
It was also 5 in the morning, so that was... I don't remember.
No bueno. That's, you made it then.
God. My head hurts every time I think about, like, doing, like, the inserts and, like, the exit exterior stuff and the sound stages and, like just piecing the scenes together.
Real quick, at Kelso Kristen, I like this tweet. Brandon getting caught was also collateral damage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I felt like the whole ending was collateral damage. It was like a beautiful little thing. Like, it all just came together. I like that.
Yeah, totally. Let's move to some... that sounded so disingenuine. let's move to some predictions.
Hey, now,
this is the weirdest part.
This has never happened to me before.
Really?
No.
It's very, like, in Twilight Zone. I don't know what it is. It's, like, a good time.
We briefly talked about a lot of the loose ends, but does anybody have any predictions to, like, take that one step further for, like, the next part of 4B?
Would you mind giving me an example of a loose end?
A loose end is, like, Callie in the car.
Oh, okay, yes.
With the grandson. Like, her relationship, but do you think, like, she'll, like, come out of the car and be like, Aaron, you're the one? Will she come out of the car and be like, I'm a free bitch, baby, and then we're to Lady Gaga. You can only cause a recording Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Born This Way.
Yes.
I'm going to keep that in mind. Now I'm going to learn all of her lyrics.
Right. Okay, great. Does anybody have any predictions for any storyline?
I'm trying to figure out, I'm wondering if she's going to stay in the car with him or not. Or is she going to just attempt to be like, oh, you know what, actually, they found my sister, please drop me off. I feel like she's going to just act stupid and stay in the car with him to figure out what he's going to try to do. And she probably is comfortably thinking that it's okay, because wherever I go, I'll be able to get out of it, because I'm Callie Adams Jacobs Foster's.
What?
Whatever. I know, I hear everyone watching right now. Callie Jacobs Adam Foster. There you go.
Adams Fosters.
I'm like, Adams Jacobs Fosters.
I won't
attempt. I'm super ghetto when I said it like that. Sorry.
They said earlier in the episode, like, I talked to Rita and she said XYZ. I really want to see Rita come back.
Ooh, me too.
Yeah.
Have you guys had scenes with Rosie O'Donnell?
Yes, I did. Yeah. We did the fundraiser at the house with her, remember?
Is that really a scene, though? We're just there. Yes, we have.
What?
Clearly not enough.
We were on the same time.
Yes, we were in the back of a shark. Yes.
What does she smell like?
I don't remember. I just remember asking us to sing a lot in the green room, and none of us wanted to sing.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate you attempting to actually answer that question.
She was talking about musicals and how much she loved musicals, and she's like, everybody has an audition song. What's yours?
Yeah.
She kept asking us to sing it, and I was like, no.
It's not going to happen. No.
Really? No, I would have been like, okay.
She's like back hosting her like talk show, Rosie.
She was very Broadway nice. Like
yeah, she's so cool.
She sang in League of Their Own.
What?
You should have sang the song she sang in League of Their Own.
Oh, right.
That's a good
I love that movie.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
What? Watch it tonight.
Yeah. Do yourself a favor. Watch that film.
Are you even a feminist?
Yes.
It's Madonna. It's Gina Davis.
Okay. Tonight, it's happening. Is it on Netflix?
You'll be very
yes,
happy.
Yes, it is actually. So. You'll be good to go.
There you go.
Hannah,
very happy.
Predictions?
Other loose ends. And then, does anyone have an idea of what they think is going to happen to Brandon? I'm just a little bit in shock still and hurt for him. So
no, but I would like to see him. Controversy, not go to Juilliard, just because I think it'll be good for him and like really like an interesting jolt to his storyline.
Well, I'm praying he doesn't go back to Courtney. I hope that breakup is just. Finito.
Was Erin from New York?
Oh.
No, she just said that was just... She just said, oh, I go to NYU.
She said she was from New York to sound cool to him, but yes. He was not.
Yes.
Okay, I was going to say, because that could have been like a hitch a ride kind of situation.
No, he'll probably just call Wyatt for that.
Most people don't drive to New York from San Diego.
I did.
I mean,
I drove from San Diego to the Bronx, swear.
I mean, I have also. But like most people don't. You don't like hitch a ride for 4 days with somebody.
Right.
That's my life advice for the crowd.
Yeah, it's quite awful.
Yeah.
I don't really have anything, but things are just going to get weirdly complicated because I feel like everybody's getting themselves in trouble, like, life-wise and with the law. I'm, like, kind of concerned for the turn we're taking.
Mm-hmm. Do y'all have any idea of your, like, coming back and how much for the new season? You know nothing.
Nope.
You two are just my favorite. You're like, no.
Yeah. We just don't know anything.
I just show up on the call me.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of Foster adjacent products.
Products.
I'm going to sell you my shampoo. Projects. You actually did also the R&J live show in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with the R&J show on the Fosters that Bradley directed.
Which we also both did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah. Love it. It was fantastic. Mm-hmm. There was tweets about it going to New York. When does it open?
We hear 2017.
Oh, really?
But nothing. I don't know all the details, but 2017, apparently. Early 2017.
Broadway.
Oh. New York City.
They're going to love you. I have a feeling that Hamilton, that the guy who does it, is going to go to the show. He's going to see you, and he's going to be like, I want her.
I would cry.
I believe it. I already know. Someone's going to see you, Ash.
Oh, God. Thanks. Thanks for coming, guys. It was your first time, right?
It was. It was amazing. I was like, oh, my God. I was so giddy.
She cried. She did cry.
I did. It was good. But I'm also, my dog's name is Romeo. I mean, I'm a really big fan of Shakespeare and Romeo and Juliet, so.
There was somebody who came to the show a few weeks later who had never seen Romeo and Juliet, read it, heard of it, nothing. And he pulled me aside and said, I cried. I can't believe you guys died. And I was like, have you not seen Romeo and Juliet before? And he goes,
no,
I've never seen it. And I was like, oh, but you've read it. He's like, no, I've never even read it. And I was like,
ah, man, to experience that for the first time would just be so gnarly.
Did you go to school, sir?
Yeah.
That is bizarre.
Yeah, it was really weird.
He didn't know that they died at the end?
No.
Who was he?
I don't know.
He's a ghost. I'm just so impressed that Bradley does this show, he does that show, he's done like other Broadway shows and West End shows. He just has his hand in so many different like big projects.
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Oh my God. Well, when we find out more about that, I'm excited to do something. To hear it.
You guys have to come to New York and see us.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hannah.
Yeah.
Well, I was hoping, I'm going for a few weeks in October, and I was like, when are you guys doing it?
I think I'm going for a few weeks, few weeks in October, too, because I'm going to go see Corbin's show. He's doing Holiday Inn, so.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
What is Holiday Inn?
Hit him up.
Hit him
up.
The show
that Corbin's doing.
You're like, I don't know, but he's going to be in it.
I don't know, but I'm
He's like, no, I'm staying at the Holiday
story.
Inn, actually.
Yeah. Story.
And you're going to go all the way out there and be like, oh,
there's
no.
The story of when the Holiday Inn, and it's like glamorous days. It used to be like the Hilton. I'm making it up.
I bought it.
It was beautiful.
Oh my God. Do you guys have any other projects you can tell us about that you want to share, or just like it's the summer and taking it off? Anything else?
Never take time off.
You're doing a movie? A film?
So are you.
We're both doing films.
Yes.
Jordan, you start.
Talk about it.
Okay. I'm doing I'm not sure what I can say, but I'm just going to say it's called Lady Bird. It's a Greta Gerwig film. And it's a new, interesting character for me, and we start, like, next week.
That's awesome. Amazing.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's great.
I'm super pumped
about it. Lady Bird Johnson?
No, it's just Lady Bird.
Oh, okay.
It stars Saoirse Ronan, and she's, like, incredible, so
yeah,
I'm
dude.
Stoked to be working with her.
Oh, my God.
I'm so excited for you. That's huge, dude.
It is.
Yeah, congratulations.
Super pumped. And we just finished the Dance Academy movie.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah.
And that'll come out 2017, I think, as well.
Oh my God, people are freaking out.
Yeah.
Ash, your turn.
I also don't know how much I can say about mine, but I will say it's called The Cover Versions, and I also get to play a very new, interesting character. I don't know if I can say who's in it, but it's a few of my friends that I have possibly worked with before.
All right.
And
yes, you're saying.
A while ago. It's a show that I actually mentioned to you earlier when we were talking earlier. But,
okay. You mentioned a lot.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm really excited for it, and I start that in a couple weeks. And then I'm also doing another show at Rockwell.
Oh,
so
amazing.
We're doing the unauthorized musical parody of Hocus Pocus.
Oh my God!
It's going to be so good!
I'm playing Allison.
Yeah.
Are you really?
Allison!
And the guy who played my dad in Romeo and Juliet is playing, oh my gosh.
Bette Midler?
I was
going to
say, please have him be one woman.
The book.
I love him. He's fantastic.
Dude. Yeah.
That's That's I'm so good. Excited yeah. about this.
Oh I put a spell on you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Never mind. I'll tell
we'll
you after.
We'll continue this off camera. Thank you so much for coming back. I just felt like that was like a very like obvious like shut up. And I'm sorry about that. If that was too aggressive.
No. Didn't even notice. No, please, I'm shut like, us totally up. We're out excited. Here today.
Let's get off the air so we can keep going.
Thank you for joining us and coming back. We're going to refind you on social media until next time.
I'm at Ashley or Go9 on Twitter and Instagram.
Fantastic.
Yeah, at It's Jordan JR on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat.
Fantastic.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. You're amazing.
The Hotshot Dudes.
Yes, Hannah Pritchard. You all can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at The Hotshot Dude.
And I'm Stephanie Georgie. You can follow me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie, on Instagram at The Stephanie Georgie.
My tweet from Jeff Masters 1. We'll see you next season. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.